and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And just this past year, we lost three very prominent members of LDS leadership, Elder Richard G. Scott, President Boyd K. Packer, and Elder L. Tom Perry. And all three of those men served faithfully into the sunset years of their lives and always testified boldly of their Savior Jesus Christ. Many critics of the LDS Church wonder how and why certain men and women are chosen to fulfill leadership positions and why so many of them are old. So when previous LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley was interviewed by Mike Wallace for the program 60 Minutes, he answered this concern perfectly. And he said, quote, "Isn't it wonderful to have a man of maturity at the head, a man of judgment who isn't blown about by every wind of doctrine?" Close quote. Now, I personally take a lot of comfort in the fact that our church leaders have so much life and faith experience that help them navigate decisions and situations with more wisdom. And I also love this scripture in the Book of Mormon. In Mosiah 8, verses 16 through 18, it says that prophets have, quote, "great power given them from God. Thus God has provided a means that man through faith might work mighty miracles. Therefore he becometh a great benefit to his fellow beings." And I love that when we can benefit from the great faith of our leaders, we know that they are true prophets. Quinn Orr is a video producer here at the LDS Church who has recently completed a new Mormon message for youth all about the last and final testimonies of these great leaders whom we have recently lost. And he's here in the studio with us today. Thanks for being here, Quinn.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So why was a video on this topic for youth needed at this time?
Well, I have to talk a little bit about the process of how Mormon messages are chosen. Basically, the Mormon messages always contain the prophetic word. We look at the leadership of the church, and then we try to create media pieces that will somehow let us look at or think of these messages in new and different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with the availability of social media, one of the things that we do, not me personally, but the team, one of the things they do is that they watch the social media trends as the conference talks are being given and see which messages resonate with the people out there. And Elder Bednar's talk, "Chosen to Bear Testimony in My Name," he talks about these brethren that have passed on, and there's quite a bit of interest in that. And so that was a message that was chosen so that we could create this piece.
And interesting that youth are gravitating towards that, because it's, I think, youth aged people out in the world wouldn't necessarily be drawn to words of wisdom from people that are so far outside of their generation. But I think LDS youth, when you're developing your faith and your testimony, you start to look past things like that, and you start to understand there's a lot of wisdom in here that I can learn from. And I love that that's reflected in the media choices that are being made.
Well, and it was an interesting evolution too, because this particular message, we've actually been working on this one for 5 or 6 months, trying to get it just right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit that I had to kind of go through an evolution as well, because you go back to a talk by Ezra Taft Benson, and we see it in a lot of the manuals, that the living prophets take precedence over the dead prophets, you know?
Right.
They give us some messages for our day. And yet what we're celebrating here are some of the brethren who have passed on, who are no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was quite a bit of discussion that I was saying, is this something that people are going to resonate to? But one of the interesting things that happened as we started getting the clips of the different brethren from the last talks that they had given, when we came to Elder Packer, he was so weak and so tired. Originally, I didn't want to use his voice,
mm-hmm.
and we used Elder Bednar's voice because I didn't know if he presented very well.
Right.
But every time we showed the film, we had people who said how they would love to hear Elder Packer's voice again. And I've been thinking about that since then. Through the magic of digital audio, we were able to go back in and take the clip that we wanted to use and fix it so mm-hmm. that so it sounded good. But hearing the voice, so people from my generation who grew up with Spencer W. Kimball will remember that he had a very specific sounding voice. And sometimes people might make fun of it. Some people say that's what Yoda was based on and so forth. But we still love that voice.
Right.
And I think, Elder Bednar's got a quote in there where he says, the names today are not Nephi, Jacob, and Moroni, but they're President Faust, President Hinckley, Elder Worthland, Elder Perry, President Packer, and Elder Scott. And I thought, you know, we love their voices. And I think this is a great tribute to be able to hear their voices, you know, Elder Scott, Elder Packer, these voices that we won't hear again, you know, mm-hmm. except through media. And it, so it kind of gave me a different perspective on the voices that we hear and listen to.
And what were some ways that your testimony or your faith was affected as you were working on this project?
Well, like I said, this was a long process for us. We did a lot of different versions. The conference talks are always complex, and trying to boil down any message to 3 or 4 minutes is always a challenge. And we tried starting with the Mike Wallace story. We tried starting with different things. And kind of finally, a couple months ago, I was thinking about Elder Bednar's point of view, that he had attended the funerals, and that this was very real. These weren't just general authorities that we're not seeing anymore. This was a personal experience. And I felt maybe the way in to really feel the testimonies of these brethren was to show the funeral, because they're very sobering. Anytime you come back from a funeral, and you tend to be very grateful for the gospel, but also very introspective.
Right.
And so we started out with that, and all of a sudden, everybody who sees it cries now.
Yeah.
You know, and that was very gratifying to finally find that connection with the Spirit that says, you know, life is fleeting. These brethren won't always be here with us. Their messages are important.
And it's gotten a lot of positive response online. I've been reading through some of the comments, and you're right. People are very, very touched by the way that the video was done and the content and everything, and hearing their original voices. What do you hope viewers feel and understand as they're watching this film?
Well, one of the other challenges we had, Elder Bednar has a fairly long quote from each of the brethren. But as we went into it, there was so much there, we felt like we were kind of detracting. It was like each message could be its own video. And trying to distill down the thoughts to just one or two lines from each of the brethren. And when we finally did that and felt it was right, the messages were just wonderful. President Hinckley's testimony of Joseph Smith, Elder Perry's testimony that family is the most important thing in this life. These so simple messages that were the last thing they told us, that kind of back to basic, that touches me, and I think about that a lot.
And that's what you hope people will take away?
Yeah, sorry if I...
No, that's okay.
the gospel is not complicated. It can be very simple and very direct.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts on this great new film with us. And be sure to watch this. It's a Mormon message for youth, actually, and it's called The Last Testimonies, and you can view it on mormonchannel.org. And of course, you can share the link with your family and friends as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder David A. Bednar from his talk that's referenced throughout the film. And he said, quote, "May we hear and heed the eternal truths taught by the Lord's authorized representatives. As we do so, I promise our faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be fortified, and we will receive spiritual guidance and protection for our specific circumstances and needs." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.